Now, multizyme has the same pancreatin, but not the hydrochloric acid. This is the product that moves us toward antiparasitic use, but we're not quite there, although it can be used synergistically. If we take Zypan and take out the hydrochloric acid, now for the case for whom, even though it may ultimately be needed, we can't use it or don't want to use it now, well, in the tablet, that gives us a little extra room. We can add fig powder, almond flour, bromelain, lipase, cellulase, papain, and amylase. All the dominant digestive enzymes are there, but heavily weighted toward the protein side, which is one of the major problems for the hydrochloric acid deficient case. Protein breakdown to proteoses needs to take place in the stomach largely. And so that's usually one of the major blocking points. Now, multizyme, incredibly effective by itself, but understand it's not the hydrochloric acid, just the enzyme content. Now, a very effective combination for most people is one or two Zypan and one or two multizyme per meal. And I advise this to people who basically eat a pretty good and fairly constant diet, but there's this wedding coming up. There's this party. I'm going to be evil, and I know it. Then I advise them to take a Zypan and multizyme. Go ahead and be pig-like in your activities, but instead of afterward thinking that that means you need Alka-Seltzer or something else, help the body process what you've consumed. And Zypan and multizyme together for the average person works very well. Multizyme, again, weighted toward the protein digesting side. Rich source of the enzymes, pancreatic support with the pancreatin, hyperglycemic phases. Now, you notice parasites. Now, we're going to move into parasites a little more strongly. This leads us in that direction. We're headed towards Zymex 2, which will be an even richer concentration of the proteolytic enzymes. You notice also fibroids. Now, Lee's approach to enzymatic work did not deal specifically with the work of Howell or Loomis or others who were looking at increasing the concentration of extracellular fluid enzymes. To clean up protein debris. That certainly has merit and is a fascinating work of its own, but Lee would occasionally touch on that as a possibility. And his focus was this: if we can facilitate maximal digestive efficiency, then we don't have to spend a lot of time worrying about enzyme content in the lymphatic fluid. He felt that that was a problem that resulted from mal-assimilation, and his focus was on what he believed was the cause of these secondary cause and effect relationships. Not that there's not merit in doing them, but he felt, and it's been my experience, that that's not the core issue. It is an issue because of some other problem, and he felt that was beginning here. Now, here's an example, however, where he would reach out. Multizyme, in the case of fibroids, and in particular uterine fibroids, taken on an empty stomach in larger quantity, about 9 per day, three times a day, 1 hour before or 2 hours after a meal, has the potential to enter that extracellular fluid and help to break down protein-based masses. Now, that's going to require, of course, the cooperation and, in fact, the direction of the immune system. But there is potential and evidence that that happens in many cases. So multizyme for fibroids, a very specific use. It's kind of an iffy proposition. It won't work that way in all patients. It depends on the freedom of flow in the lymphatic system and the cooperative response on the part of the immune system. But that's why it was listed, for fibroids. Can also help in any kind of scar tissue on that same basis. Back here first. Multiple lymphomas? Lipomas. The fathead. lipomas often are well shielded and protected by the body, and many times you'll see that the body seemingly has no desire to remove them. It has successfully sealed them off, and it says it's not cosmetically appealing, but leave it alone. This can be done to see if the body does want to remove them, and I tell the patient, we can try this, but we're not going to force anything. And in some cases, they're reduced. In other cases, they're unaffected. What I always point out again to the patient, the difference between a nutrient and a drug is the nutrient facilitates, a drug mandates. Drugs mandate. No pharmaceutical agent is ever released unless it can force a biochemical reaction. Otherwise, it would have failed in the chemical trials. So with drugs, we have no choice, but nutrients facilitate, don't mandate. Question is?
Breast cysts,
the same principle can be applied. Multizyme, if it's protein-based, may assist. The nice thing is it isn't going to force that. It's not going to break down any healthy tissue. It will help in the degradation and subsequent reassimilation of diseased tissue if the body wants to do that. Again, that's the distinct advantage.
If you're giving them between meals to build up the intracellular fluids, are you also giving them at the same time with the meals so that you're not...
Good point. If I do this between meals for this potential interstitial fluid work, would I give them digestive support with meals? Certainly. And it could be Multizyme, probably Zypan with meals, if they can handle the hydrochloric acid. But if nothing else, it would be Multizyme. And for these cases, it'll be a lot of Multizyme. It's not going to stay in the system very long. It's going to pass through the fluids quickly, so there isn't danger of giving so much that it eats their brain. Although I've tried that with some people. I've tried hard to bring that about. I would try that for 3 months max, and if I'm getting nowhere, in fact, that's my usual policy with most anything. If in 3 months there is not at least strong subjective positive feedback from the patient, I have to seriously reevaluate whether I've missed the boat. Now often, and you've had cases where the patient says to you, I'm better, and I cannot tell you why. Is that of merit? Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it's a credible patient, they can say, I don't know why. I can't tell you specifically, but I'm better. And if it's a firm conviction on their part, what it tells me is we're going in the right direction. There is at least better psychic balance, which probably means endocrine balance, but nothing definitive. I mean, you know, most of the cases that come into us with blood panels, what does the blood panel say? Nothing. The blood panel says, well, actually, you're crazy. That's your problem. You know, they are defined as Prozac deficient because the blood panel was essentially normal. Now, we wouldn't necessarily see it as normal because ratios would be off, but what it meant was there was nothing in the red area. And so the classic Western physician only thinks he or she has a job if something's in the red area. There are no red marks, so you're just crazy. All right, so Multizyme, very effective, but again, the distinguishing factor is the hydrochloric acid, the difference between that and Zypan. And you can use them very well together.